and the federal government said to Florida 2 years ago, either you expand your affordable health care or provide more Medicaid, or we're just going to cut off the lip. And the state said, no, we need more time. And the federal government extended the program for Florida for 2 years and said after last year's extension, there would be no extension this upcoming fiscal year in 2015. And the federal government is sticking to that decision. So, therefore, Florida is on the verge of losing $1.3 billion in low-income pool funding for indigent health care. And the state budget as yet doesn't include any money for that.
So does Florida have a plan going forward?
Not at this point. The governor's budget certainly does not have a plan. And I had an opportunity at a meeting last week to ask the governor explicitly about that. And he basically does not have a plan for dealing with this $1.3 billion potential loss to our hospitals. And, Nicole, it's important for our listeners to understand that if the federal government doesn't pay, then 124 Florida hospitals will lose $1.3 billion. Of that, 23 of those hospitals are publicly funded, meaning that they're paid for by taxes. Some of the biggest hospital systems in this state, North Broward Healthcare, for example, but in Daytona Beach, Halifax, which is the biggest hospital system, or in Titusville Parish, these are tax-paid hospitals. If they lose money, everybody's taxes go up to pay for them. For the private hospitals, there's 190 of them that's going to lose more than half a billion dollars. That money comes from somewhere. And what happens is the cost gets shifted to those people who have insurance and can pay, like most of the people who are listening to this broadcast.
Now, you mentioned that you spoke to the governor. Did he say what he would support?
He certainly did. He said he would support a private sector initiative. He said he would support private provision of insurance funding, and he wanted to have a market-based solution.
Is there such a thing?
Actually, there is. I was very encouraged that a number of hospitals, when faced with this loss of funding, got together, and they got together with the business community, and together they formed what they call a Healthy Florida Works program, which is basically a state version of the Affordable Care Act. We would have our own version run by the state of Florida. It would include a few other provisions for working and training and other things. But basically, it's a state version of the Affordable Care Act. It would expand Medicaid coverage to cover the 800,000 people that don't have it. So basically, it would do what the Affordable Care Act would do, but in a much more politically palatable way and under the control of the state of Florida. It's already funded. That same $50 billion that we didn't get by subscribing to the Affordable Care Act, we would be able to use that same money. And the other states have gotten their systems approved by the federal government. I'm sure that this Florida initiative would probably get approved, and that would solve the problem. But the legislature will have to do it because it's not in the governor's budget, although, as you correctly point out, the governor did say he would support this kind of initiative.
Do you think that the legislature will approve it?
The business community and hospitals are behind it. There's a good chance we could get it approved.